Welcome everyone to this KISC Sports exclusive 5th annual Stump the Chumps. We're live from Community First in Ottumwa, Iowa. And we got the Chumps are in the house, X1. And Kevin Crawl will join us later on. But Jay Mills sitting next to me. Joe, another year of Stump the Chumps. Excited to be back at it.
I'm just excited to be in a bank after it's closed, in a credit union after it's been closed.
Dude, you might have a chance to get that loan approved. Where's Redesco?
With no sirens.
I will get that car loan approved because I can just walk in right that office right there and hit stamp.
Got the approved stamp out there. Hey, we are got the approval of fans already. Joe, over 600 people have joined the campaign in another great tournament led by the guy next to me, Phil Van Mersbergen. I'm going to get it right here. Phil, you know, close enough. Van Mersbergen.
You got it, Jason.
And Phil, you guys have took the lead here at C-First and have been a part of this every year for a really good cause, the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And once again, you guys have stepped up. I'm going to make a donation for everyone who joins, free of charge on their behalf, but for everyone that joins, we're going to have a dollar donation to the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
Absolutely. Good or bad, put your entry in. We're looking to top 1,000 this year. I think Joe and I were talking before the broadcast. We were, what, 600 or 700, and would love to get over 1,000 this year.
Yeah, right at the top of the hour, 665. So, right. And we want to welcome not only those listening on 96.7 FM and our 19 counties that we cover, but also the folks listening on KOJY in Bloomfield are joining us as well. We're going to talk to the folks about what this crazy Stump the Chumps thing is. This thing that you started, Jason, 5 years ago, this crazy idea. You came to the station one day and asked me, hey, let's do an online bracket, but let's have it be a benefit and pull in Community First Credit Union. And our first year, 148 people signed up. So we've come a long way, and we've got some great chumps in the house this year. Again, we'll be talking to
we have people that know what's going on. And with you, you know, honestly, you know, it took a few years to figure out that dribbling wasn't something you do in the bathroom. And we got the head coach of the Indian Hills Warriors in the house.
Unbelievable. It's great to have Barrett Peary along. And Coach, great season this year. Congratulations on your season. But it's even more fun to have you as a chump this year and help us out.
Well, I hope I'm not the head chump when it's all said and done on this deal. But, yeah, I appreciate you having me. This is going to be fun.
Well, Phil has been the head chump, you know. So that's a job that I think you're up to. You've had a little experience with March Madness. I mean, you've actually danced.
Yeah, you know, it's a special time. If you're in basketball, this is a neat time. I've been at two different universities where we made the NCAA tournament, and it's electric. It's exciting. It's all that it's cracked up to be when you get an opportunity to go to those facilities and those arenas, and there's just a special buzz. No matter how many big games you've been in, when you go to the NCAA tournament and you're in those arenas and the crowds are there and they tip it up, it's just like you've always watched your whole life from when you're a little kid, you know, and you're a part of, you know, dreams coming true. And so these teams that are all alive right now and have dreams as they're in their hotel beds tonight and getting ready for their games as they come up day by day, it's special. It's awesome. And nobody gets tired. Nobody's feeling overworked at this time of year when they're preparing for these games because you're running straight on adrenaline, and everybody believes they're going to be that Cinderella.
Well, the Cinderella really is the thing I think catches everyone's attention. Is everyone's looking for that Cinderella. If you don't have a dog in the fight, you're looking for the guy to root for, and you want to be the guy that that picks the, you know, that has all the knowledge, that picks that Cinderella, you know, because everyone's looking to be that guy.
Right, exactly. And usually you're not picking that person, which is what I found. I don't know how I ended up at the top last year. You guys are all looking at me and from the bottom, and I'm going to mention that several times. I'm just going to be honest with you. But yeah, it's fun to see that. It's fun to see some teams that you know, don't have that notoriety, that get out there and play well and advance in the tournament.
Well, I think it's great about this. You can, you know, my 8-year-old's gonna fill out the bracket and she'll go through, and everyone has, and the ladies who maybe never followed basketball all year long start having their own little method of picking the teams based on the mascot or the colors, uniforms.
That's a sexist comment to begin with. I think some of the ladies do better than you.
They usually
some
do.
Right.
They usually do.
Yeah, some of the ladies.
Well, okay, your daughter, for one, did better than you last year.
Joe, there was, I think, 890 people who did better than you last year, buddy, so don't lay down the smack too much.
I take risks because everybody...
Is that what it is? It's a risk, huh?
Coach, everybody picks the same team.
You can't be bland.
I know.
If you're going to win, you cannot be bland.
Coach, did you pick Louisville?
No.
Because everybody else did.
That's exactly right.
I didn't want to do it.
Oh, man, you're in my bracket. We're going to take some risk. We're going to bring the mouth of the Midwest on when we come back. Marty Terrell's going to join us. You talk about risk. Jay Mill, that's as risky as it gets. We're going to find out when Marty comes back with us here. This special edition of Stump the Chumps is KIC Sports exclusive. Don't go anywhere.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
The masters of Build and Fix It use Milwaukee Tools. Since 1924, Milwaukee Tools has had one mission, and that is to produce the best heavy-duty electric power tools and accessories available to the professional user. Get your Milwaukee power tools at Mack Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Milwaukee Tools, heavy-duty, portable electric power tools and accessories for the professionals who build it and fix it worldwide.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with, and plan both short-term and long-term. You, more than ever, need someone to help you. Someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Crawl at Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the fifth annual Stump the Chumps. Your chance to be a part of this this tournament, free of charge.
How do they be a part?
Well, I think it's to some website that you threw together. And now, we really know Scotty Fry's behind all the magic, back on running the board there.
Webcaster. Hey, folks, to play Stump the Chumps, all you have to do is go to our website, KIICradio.com, click on the link, the Chumps link, and you'll get right out to our Turbo Tourney server. And as we mentioned at the top of the hour, we'd have 665 folks have already signed up. And Jason, in a little bit, we'll talk about who's picking who and how many folks have picked Iowa State or how many folks have picked Louisville or Gonzaga and some of those other teams. But right now, it's our pleasure to have on the phone with us Marty Terrell. He is the mouth of the Midwest. He's got a nationally syndicated talk show on Yahoo Sports Network. And he's also got the heartbeat of the listeners in Des Moines. And Marty, welcome aboard.
What's going on, Joe and the gang? What's going on?
Well, we're glad to have you on our Stump the Chump show. Thanks a lot for coming on board with us. Now, Marty, I've heard a lot of conversation about how this year is different. This year is different. There's going to be all these upsets. Nobody can predict the outcome. Isn't that what we hear every single year? And what are you hearing?
Yeah, I mean, you do. And I've always said there's two NCAA tournaments. There really is, guys. In my opinion, there's the first round and the second round. Before you blink, we're down to the Sweet 16 after the first weekend. I mean, if you think about it, by Sunday night, we go from 68 down to 16, and then the real tournament begins. So what I would tell you this year in looking over this field of 68 is, yeah, we're going to have a crazy day Thursday. We're going to have a crazy day Friday. I was saying this today on our Yahoo Sports Radio and our local show that
I call it the stand around the TV monitor factor. You walk to an airport, you'll see people standing around TV monitors hooting and hollering. You go to a game, you're standing in the quarters. I was up in the Metrodome a few years back in 06 when George Mason knocked off Connecticut. Boston College is playing Villanova, and there could have been a bomb that went off inside the dome, and nobody would have knew because everybody was out in the corridor watching, you know, the Cinderella George Mason Patriots pick off the UConn Huskies, the vaunted Huskies. It's the time of year, water cooler, airport, standing around TV monitors, hooting and hollering, going nutty. Everybody has got a vested interest. It's like the Derby. Even Grandma's got $2 on the winning Derby horse. It's a great time of year, whether it's Stump the Chump, and I'm glad you guys consider me one of your lead chumps that you honor me being on the show this year. But, yeah, there's two tournaments. There's the first weekend, and then there's the second weekend. I think we're going to see a group that shows up in Atlanta with ones next to their name, one seed, a two seed, probably a three, and then maybe a five or six somewhere. But it's not going to be as crazy like people are predicting right now when we get down to the final 16 of the Elite Eight and then ultimately the final four in Atlanta, in my opinion.
I don't see, Marty, Jason Summers here. I don't see the Cinderellas that maybe I've seen in the past. I know Joe mentioned that, you know, there's always the idea there's going to be somebody at front that'll sneak in. But I don't see that on this bracket. I don't find those Cinderellas. And you never do, but I think that's the storyline that makes this so interesting, and particularly as a broadcaster like you. You know, you're looking for a little chaos. We need some chaos day one and two.
Yeah, and I'm a chaos junkie. I love that. I love the chaos of the NCAA tournament. You're exactly right. In fact, I had a guy one time call me Captain Chaos, so I like that. But here's what I'll tell you guys, and it's going to drive people crazy, but I think it's going to happen. I really do. This is one prediction when I did the bracket. We are going to see Hawkeye Nation join forces this year out of sheer necessity, because we are out in Los Angeles. We are going to see Alford and New Mexico taking on the Hoybergs of Iowa State. It is going to happen. And I'm telling you right now, being in the radio business and the sports business, that is going to turn this state on its ear. It'll be one of the defining moments of NCAA basketball history. You can tell me about Floyd, the year they had the team in UCSD getting tossed out at Auburn Hills. You can tell me about Iowa getting beat at UNLV, blowing a 19-point lead, not going to the Final Four, and losing in Seattle. All that nuttiness. Alford and the number three New Mexico Lobos in the West against the 10th-seeded Iowa State Cyclones. How juicy is that? And, guys, you know what? It's going to happen.
Marty, you go to a lot of these games. I don't know how you get tickets, but you do. But what are you looking for? What games spark your interest?
Hoop Junkie, every single one of them. But it's not even tickets, Joe. We go and we cover them. I mean, we work it. I mean, a lot of times I'm out of the room conducting an interview, and I've missed some really great moments in the NCAA history. But, this year I'm looking forward to Iowa State. I really am. I think they're trending upwards, shooting beyond the three. I like the matchups with Notre Dame. I think that's going to be a great matchup. Their second-round matchup will be with Ohio State. They're beatable. It'll be tough. They'll be an 8-9-point underdog. But, again, if they're making their shots, they got a chance. And in my scenario where they're going to take on New Mexico, I've got them beating Ohio State. But there's so many. I mean, come on. How about Kansas City? I was there last week. Can you imagine Roy Williams, North Carolina, Marcus Page from Lynmar Marion, quarterbacking the Tar Heel offense against Kansas in the Sprint Center in Kansas City where there's only 16,000 seats, and you've got Wisconsin in that bracket as well. And Wisconsin travels like crazy. I mean, you want to talk about a tough ticket. Kansas City and that power and light district is going to be absolutely, I mean, they'll have a brownout. It'll be a power outage down there. There'll be so many fans, so much going on like it was for the Big 12. But, yeah, those are the immediate ones that jump off the page. I mean, North Carolina, Kansas, Roy against Billy Self, his successor. Roy, 15 years there, plus all those Iowa kids, Heinrich, Collison, and the rest of them to go down there and play for him. I mean, that is juicy. So I think we'll get that, too. I think we'll get North Carolina to win the 8-9 matchup and find their way. They'll beat Villanova and then take on Billy Self on Sunday afternoon down in Kansas City. I mean, those are the immediate ones in our wheelhouse that jump off the page for me.
Well, guys, I think the first time in a long time, Iowa fans are actually engaged –
in March Madness.
And is that because they saw Iona come in on the screens and they started to jump for excitement?
That's not Iowa. Oh my gosh, it's fine print. But finally, I think Hawk fans are alive come March. And Marty, you're covering the local beat, and I think that's got Hawk fans actually following the tournament. You always have those diehards that follow the tournament. They're basketball junkies. But I think the Hawk fans are back into this, and I think it started with a little bit of controversy to begin with. I think there's a lot of controversy around the selection of these teams for the 68. I think that some people believe that it's no longer about who you beat, but more about who you lose to.
I totally agree. And, if Iowa hadn't blown that game Friday night, guys, they were going to be in the tournament as an 11 seed. It would have been unbelievable. It's funny you mention Iona. I grew up out east. You guys know the Jim Valvano 20th anniversary of his speech and his death. You guys aware of that Iona story with Jim Valvano? Have you guys ever heard that story?
No.
I have. I've heard it. In fact, we had one of our guys here from Indian Hill sign at Iona last year. So, yeah, I've heard that story, though. He was great at that.
I actually knew that. And you do a heck of a job down there.
Yeah.
You do a nice job down there. Someone's heard it there. I heard
Thank
someone
you. Thank you.
Heard the story. But here's what I like.
That was me. That was Barrett. Yeah, I've heard that.
Isn't that great? Jim Valvano, guys, is the coach at Iona. He goes to the NCAA. I don't know if it was the Final Four or if it was an NABC coaching, convention. And he checks in. The story probably has grown antlers over the years, but here's the genesis of it or the basis of it. He's checking in, and the lady at the counter says, name, sir. And he was really taken aback. She didn't know who he was, and he kind of looked at her exasperated and said, Jim Valvano, I own a college. She says, I don't care what you own. I need to see your ID.
That's a great story.
Very good. Hey, Marty, before we let you go, so Is Fran in the frying pan in Iowa City at all?
Come on, Jason.
I want to hear it from the guy.
Oh, Lord.
No,
I mean, you're worse than Terrell stirring up the magic here.
They're going the right way. They are going the right way. He's a good hire. He almost got hired at UMass. Well,
I was trying to light your fuse, Marty.
No. Fran McCaffrey's fine. He almost got hired at UMass when I was out there when Calipari left for the Nets in 96 after the Final Four year. They stayed in-house because there was a lot of ugliness going on. They went with James Bruiser Flynn. He went to Siena in upstate New York, did a great job there. Iowa got a great coach in Fran McCaffrey. Hey, they're going to have a tough time hanging on to him. One tournament year, his name will float up on some shortlists. Just you wait and see. An East Coast guy, Philly, you got Creighton going to Philly. They'll get a real appreciation of what basketball is like.
The State's going to be a tough game for him, too, tougher than people realize.
Right. All right, Marty Terrell is his name, Mouth of the Midwest, nationally syndicated talk show on Yahoo Sports Radio every single day. You can also download his app. It's called The Jock, and you can hear more of Marty Terrell, Mouth of the Midwest. And, Jason, we've got more to come.
Well, he covers that local beat. I wonder how many, and I bet he gets tired of the diehard Cyclone, the Hawk fans, wearing those colored glasses and not seeing anything other than their team. I wonder how many people have picked Iowa State to win the whole stinking thing.
14 people out of the 655.
14, really? Yeah. That's fans?
Those are diehard Iowa State fans. Yeah.
We're going to point those 14 out here when we come back. All right, you're listening to the sports exclusive KIC Stump the Chump, and we're going to give you directions on how you can sign up when we come back. Back to Community First Credit Union, back to this special edition of Stump the Chumps.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
This is Mike Gray with Albee Motor Company right here in Albee, Iowa. I would like to introduce you to the all-new Ford Explorer. Completely redesigned from the ground up, Ford has made the new Explorer the most usable vehicle in the SUV class. From its best-in-class highway mile-per-gallon V6 engine to the spacious 7-passenger seating, the Ford engineers have created the perfect vehicle for today's busy families. Stop by and see Jack Szczesny or I today and test drive the all-new Ford Explorer. That's Albee Motor Company, right here in Albee, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Back to this KIC Sports Exclusive 5th Annual Stump the Chumps. And do you have it within you to stump these chumps? We've been stumped over and over again, year after year. But do they have it within them to beat this panel of chumps? Although we stepped it up a notch, Joe. This year we got Coach Peary. And Coach, you know, do you have a special magical formula you put together that comes up with the winners and losers? Is there a way that a coach has all this inside knowledge and is able to break down these brackets?
No, you know, I think I'm really smart when I'm filling it out. And then Thursday night, you know, there's going to be a bunch of red marks on my bracket just like everybody else's too. So, you know, I see all these different matchups and people that do things well and don't do things well. And you look at, you know, everybody's got philosophies. These guys rebound well. These guys play fast and this and that, so they'll beat them on this or that or whatever. The main thing people always have to remember is everybody feels good about themselves. Everybody's hot. Everybody just played well or did well in their conference tournament. They got a little momentum. They got some confidence. They feel great about themselves. And so there's a lot of confidence with 68 teams going in that tournament. You know, you got these four teams even tonight that are going to play, you know, with unbelievable records. You know, Middle Tennessee and St. Mary's have beaten good teams. They got upset in their conference tournaments, but they have 27 and 28 wins. They're good teams. So you would never be shocked to see one of those two teams win tonight and then win Thursday with momentum and confidence and all those kind of things.
Didn't VCU do that a few years ago? Made it
VCU
all the way?
VCU's a great, you know, and then we start talking about these Cinderellas. Unfortunately, now you've got these Cinderellas, Butler at a 6, VCU at a 5, and on and on and on. They're not Cinderella anymore. Gonzaga at a 1, who used to be the ultimate Cinderella every year as we talk about them. As the underdog every time, and then they'd win two or three games. But, you know, everybody, you got to think about their mentalities as they come into these things. Other than, you know, you maybe look at, you know, one that stood out to me was Minnesota. I think Minnesota was like, oh, I don't think we're in. And they got in. They were probably very relieved, very surprised. Maybe Tubby's job was even on the line on that deal, right? Many people talked about that. But for the majority, everybody feels really good about themselves and how they're playing and what they're doing.
Wipe the slate clean, yeah. Bill. You know, if you come in, you're disappointing your season, and no better way to prove that you're a better team than what your record showed than to go out and do something. But, you know, the only Cinderella at this table is Jane
right
Bill, you know, right here, right down here.
Hey, you wanted to know some of the folks that are playing again this year? I just saw an entrant come in, Get Better, Not Bitter. That was last year's
Tyler
guest.
Sash.
Tyler Sash was our guest chump last year. He's picking Louisville, but we want to say hello to Tammy Adams, to Rhonda Allman, Ken Alsop, John Allison, Floyd Ammerman, Susan Ammerman, also J.B. Anderson, just to name a few. And one guy that's not on the list yet that should be is Paul Clark from CycloneReport.com.
Yeah, that's pretty lame, you know. And he's probably wanted to come on this show and talk about all this Cyclone knowledge.
Come
but
come on, Paul.
Gosh, step it up. What's that, Scotty? I hear my ear. Paul, you know, you show up, but no brackets. Now, that's sandbagging, buddy. You wait for us to pick them for you, and then you jump in.
I think he's got his own contest maybe going on.
Well, you know, you got to wait for all that late-breaking injury news. There could be somebody blowing an ankle Wednesday night, and then where are you going to be?
Good point. Well, you know, we have 14 people who have already put the mustard and ketchup stained glasses on, and they've picked the Cyclones to win the whole thing. Now,
be nice to our guest, first of all. I mean, he comes on the show.
He knows I'm a Hawkeye homer, but that's what makes this this love hate relationship. But Paul, talk about you know, do you think that the Cyclones have it to advance beyond the second round? I see him going and getting to Ohio State, but that's a buzzsaw.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think Ohio State's a team that could. you know, they didn't quite have the resume of being a number one seed, but I'd put them in that group of six or eight or ten teams that are all kind of, I think, definitely Final Four caliber and national title worthy if they get hot and if they play well. You know, I think playing the percentage and looking at it objectively, I mean, when I get to filling out my brackets, I'm not going to pick Iowa State to beat Ohio State. I think that's, again, Ohio State's one of the top teams in the whole tournament. I wouldn't, they're also playing almost at home. They're, what, 70 miles from Columbus playing in Dayton. So if Iowa State can get by Notre Dame, that's going to be an awfully tough assignment in the second round.
Well, you know, covering the Cyclones, don't you feel like you wish there was like two brackets you could fill out, one for your heart and one for your brain?
Yeah. I mean, it's I tend to – it's hard to be objective because there are teams, whether it's Iowa State or whether it's some of the other Big 12 schools or whether it's just programs around the country that for whatever reason as a fan, as an observer, if I like them, or I respect them, or I think their coach does a good job, or one of their players, you know, whatever the case may be, there are all sorts of teams around the country that you want to win, and you kind of have to try to divorce yourself from that a little bit. If you're trying to win your pool or whatever you're in, if you're trying to get the best score you can get, you have to kind of divorce yourself from that a little bit and try to look at the games objectively. But I think we're all, I know I am, I'm guilty of a little bit of bias. I'm certainly guilty of a little bit of regional bias as far as those Big 12 teams again. And you know, again, sometimes those programs around the country that I kind of favor for whatever reason.
Well, I'm sitting next to a Cyclone fan, Phil Van Mersbergen. Phil, you got Paul Clark on the line here, CycloneReport.com. He's the Dr. Feelgood for Cyclone Junkies. They've got to get their information. Do you take a look at this? You know, you guys have been in the dance. You know, look at the Hawk fans out here, you know, slobbering around, wishing that they could join you guys. You got to take a little bit of there's a little extra, you know, feel good about this.
I don't know about that.
Come on, Phil.
I'm being too nice. You're darn right there is. You know, Cyclones look good. They can play tough. They got to show up and play. I mean, everybody says that, but I've got them getting through the first round, and they're going to be tough against Ohio State. So we'll have to see.
Well, we're talking with Paul Clark from CycloneReport.com. Paul, you know, what's the message boards look like? What are the diehards who got to come to you, Dr. Feelgood, and get their fix? What are they saying?
Well, I think there's plenty of optimism about the Notre Dame game. Certainly, I haven't seen a whole lot of looking ahead. I haven't seen a whole lot of talk about Ohio State, but I think for the most part, Iowa State fans feel pretty good about the matchup with Notre Dame. Now, that's not to say that everybody is absolutely saying Iowa State's a lock to win, no questions asked. But the feeling is that if Iowa State plays well, and certainly if Iowa State shoots well, that they're going to be all that Notre Dame can handle and then some. You know, it's a 7-10 seed. It's a 7-10 game as far as the seeding goes. As far as Vegas is concerned, just from everything I've seen off and on for the last day or two, it seems like it's pretty much a toss-up. I've seen some one-point, you know, minus one for Iowa State, minus one for Notre Dame, and kind of bouncing back and forth. So I think in a lot of ways it's a game that appears to be kind of a straight-up pick 'em. Naturally, Iowa State fans are mostly in that situation. If you're a fan base and a game according to the objective experts, if they call it a coin toss, so well, if you're a fan of one team or another, you're pretty much going to see your team win that ballgame.
Well, I think there's one way you can be sure that Hawk fans will be cheering for the Cyclones is if they do like Marty Terrell thinks they're going to do, and New Mexico does what he thinks they're going to do, and they both find themselves in the Sweet 16, you're going to have Hawk fans, as much as they despise the Cyclones, they hate Alford.
Yeah, that's going to put a lot of Hawk fans in a tough spot, isn't it? They're going to have to maybe they'll just watch a different game. Maybe they'll just ignore that game altogether. But, yeah, that'll put a lot of Iowa fans on the spot as far as who they're going to cheer for in that one. And yeah, I'll tell you what, if Iowa State makes it to the Sweet 16, who cares who they're playing? I think if you get that far in the tournament, you just take whatever opponent happens to be on the other side and you really don't care who it is. If it's New Mexico, that's an interesting little extra storyline. But, boy, you get to that level, and the opponent just really doesn't mean a whole lot.
Well, let's talk about Hoiberg, because I can tell you what, Jamie Pollard looks like a genius. Hoiberg with no previous head coaching experience, and he's been to the dance. You know, Pollard just looks like an absolute genius.
Now.
Yeah.
Twice.
Well, I mean, Fred's doing a great job. That's pretty obvious when you consider the fact that he came into a not a great situation by any stretch, and he's already taken Iowa State to the tournament, you know, two times in the first 3 years. It's interesting, both of the current seated head coaches at Iowa State in the two major sports, Paul Rhodes in football and Fred Hoiberg in basketball, they both initiated conversation with Jamie Pollard the previous time that Iowa State was looking for a coach. So when Iowa State had the vacancy after Wayne Morgan, Fred Hoiberg tried to get himself into the picture and wasn't successful, and Iowa State hired Greg McDermott. You know, after Dan McCarney left, you know, Paul Rhodes had some conversations with Jamie Pollard, but Jamie didn't feel at that point it was the right time to bring in a former McCarney assistant. Then 2 years later, it was the right time to bring in Paul Rhodes. So it was, in both cases, it was a situation where the Iowa State guy, years previously, had done some of the groundwork and established and built a relationship with Pollard, and that certainly helped in both cases as far as getting hired in 2008.
Hey, Paul, Joe Millage again, and what was CycloneReport.com doing down here watching Indian Hills play a few weeks ago? Is that recruiting?
I'm sorry, Joe. I missed the question, Joe.
No, you were down here. You were down here about a month and a half ago watching Indian Hills. Were you here on behalf of Cyclone Report or?
Yeah, absolutely. I was down there for Cyclone Report. I wanted to come down and see Richard Amarty and Dustin Hogue, future Cyclones. They were in action that night against Southeastern in Ottumwa for Indian Hills, and I had talked to Coach Perry quite a bit here over the past weeks and months, you know, getting to know a little bit more about his players. That was the first time I'd ever had a chance to meet Barrett face-to-face, and certainly enjoyed that, and had a great time down there. That was actually, I've spent most of my life in Iowa and covered a lot of sports, and that was the first time I had gone to an Indian Hills game, and I think that atmosphere there is just tremendous. Everybody knows there's a history of success in Indian Hills, and certainly there's current success at Indian Hills, and I just thought that whole experience was fantastic.
Well, we got Coach Perry. We're going to talk. We're going to get Barrett Banter when we come back. Coach Perry's a coach that actually knows something, who's coached, been to the dance. We want to hear what he has to say.
I'm revved up now. That Magnum P.I. music's playing again. I'm good.
We don't have the Shaggin' Wagon. Hey, you took the stuff off the Shaggin' Wagon,
bud. It was starting to chip.
Oh, Scotty's into that Shaggin' Wagon mode here with a little Magnum P.I. We're going to take a timeout. Come right back here. Barrett Banter when we come back. You're listening to the Stump the Chump special edition, and right here from Community First Credit Union in Ottumwa. And I'll tell you what, we're going to talk with Phil. He is a reigning chump champ, and we'll talk about his picks when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're
member owned, and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
The masters of Build and Fix It use Milwaukee Tools. Since 1924, Milwaukee Tools has had one mission, and that is to produce the best heavy-duty electric power tools and accessories available to the professional user. Get your Milwaukee power tools at Mac Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Milwaukee Tools, heavy-duty portable electric power tools and accessories for the professionals who build it and fix it worldwide.
Back here and live from Community First Credit Union in Ottumwa. And Joe, on the way down here, you told me it's going to be at Community First, and so I start heading out, and I'm like, There are so many community first credit unions around the state. Which one you want me to go to? But good news, I found my way, buddy. And you know, you might actually get home with some gas if we can go in and get clean out that vault there.
I've never been in a credit union after hours with the laser beams and the infrared sensors. Yeah. This is a lot of fun in
the
here.
The music's appropriate. Absolutely.
Well, I'm sitting next to the CEO here at Community First Credit Union, the reigning champ, Phil. You know, you feel like you know, you've come in with some momentum. Coach Perry talked about that. Team's going. They're feeling really good. They come off of a championship. You're coming off of a championship last year. You're feeling really good. You got a little confidence going. So tell me, who are you picking overall?
I tell you what, with Coach here this year, it's good to have some competition, you know, guys. No offense. No, really.
I'm intimidated. The reigning champ.
Right, and you should be. I mean, it was an extensive, for me, it's an extensive series of charts and you know, charts of and pie graphs and sticky notes. No, it's, you know, it's fun doing this, and it was fun to win it last year and come back. I think I've got a good bracket this year. It's one of those that, you know, there's a lot of teams that have got some pretty similar records that are playing each other in that first and second round, so it'll be fun to see.
Well, you can join us, and it's easy to do to become a part of the Stump the Chumps. And if you're wondering and driving through, wondering what are these crazy people talking about, well, every year, the last 5 years, fifth edition, we decided we would make March Madness into fun and a chance to raise some money for a great cause. And Jay Mill, people that want to join us can do it free, and it's simply by going to www.kiicradio.com.
Absolutely. It's real easy. You just simply click on your teams, and you could know nothing about basketball and have fun playing along. Because what's great about this contest and what folks figured out is after every game, the software updates, and you go out and you see how you're doing, what your possible points are, if you moved up, if you moved down, where your friends are all at in here, and lots of charts and graphs and reports. So it's a lot of fun. But the big thing is Community First Credit Union, which has been with us now for 5 years, turns this into a charitable thing for the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, the Southeast Iowa affiliate. And as you know, the day before Mother's Day every single year is the Race for the Cure in Ottumwa Park. We're usually there for that. And Seat First has been back every single year with a big fat check for the Southeast Iowa affiliate. Well, so this has been a fun thing. It's free to play online. Folks, just go to KIICradio.com. It's free to play there. But for everybody that plays, Seat First kicks in a buck and makes it a fun thing. In fact, Phil, I think you guys actually turn up the heat on your own employees, and they try to compete against you here, at all the employees of the credit union, too.
We do. We do. We have a prize for the person that went finishes first, and then prize for somebody that beats me. So I'm telling Ann.
Wow, that's a long list. You guys have enough.
Ann Hagen, that we don't need to give out any prizes because there's probably not going to be anybody to beat me.
That's awesome. Well, and then every year, Jason, for the last 2 years, they've sponsored, Sea First anyway, has sponsored the kids race. And that's going to be back again this year as well, right?
They found a race that you could compete in and have a chance. The bad news was that you got disqualified for tripping all the little kids. You know, I was worried about a lawsuit.
Yeah, there was some shoving. But, yeah, it was ugly. Yeah, Joe was
like his picks, right?
Yeah. I think it was the tank top and short shorts that really put it over the top with the race.
It's a nice touch, though. I got to give you credit there. Coach Perry, Barrett Perry, the head coach of the Indian Hills Warriors. Coach, I'm going to tell you that I think your team – is talented enough to play at with most of these teams here. You guys have an NCAA tournament quality team here at Indian Hills, and I know you got a lot of guys getting looks. Yeah. 9 of your 10 guys going D1.
Yeah, no, we've in fact, you know, you look at this UNLV and Marquette and Iowa State. We have guys going to all those teams right now, and we had a great group this year, a bunch of Division I talent and guys that can really really play the game. So it was a fun year for us, and the ending wasn't what we had hoped for, but at the same time, really proud of our body of work. And like Paul had said earlier, you know, what a great place to coach basketball and to be a part of a community where, you know, people care. I say it all the time, you know, and they might joke about it, but it's fun to coach where people care. And, you know, no matter who you're going to play, people are going to show up and watch.
So you've been in the dance. You've been a part of coaching staffs and been in the dance. Do you guys look at the brackets? Is that, I'm sure you have too much time to coach, but do you guys look at the brackets and say, you know, use that little motivation? Hell, hey, the world's picking the other team, and you know, we're the dog, and you know, David versus Goliath type of thing.
I can honestly tell you, both times I've been in the NCAA tournament with two different schools, I remember vividly that I never even got time to actually fill out the bracket on those years that I was in because, you know, you're just kind of doing your own thing. You see your little pocket right there, your little bracket, your little part of it and say, okay, you never really go farther than maybe, okay, if we win this one, then we got these guys. And you spend so much time working and preparing for what's coming. It's so quick. You know, these guys watch these shows and you see them get named to the tournament. And they're all excited and this and that. And then if they kept the cameras on those teams, you'd see those coaching staffs get up, leave the room, run down the hallway to their offices and start making phone calls and hit their film room and try to figure out if they have film on. You know, Fred and those guys are a perfect example. They got the call, and then immediately they're talking to all their film guys going, okay, how much film on Notre Dame do we have? Because we got to get studying. Because let's say we got 48 hours, then we're going to get on a plane, and then we got to be ready to go. So it's wild. It's a crazy time. But you look at all these different matchups. You know, Fred's group is a great example since we've been talking about them. If they make a bunch of threes, they can beat anybody, you know. If they get to where they're too soft and not physical enough with Notre Dame will beat them up. You know, everybody's got their forte or their calling card or what they hang their hat on. And
you know,
so
people talk about tempo. Yeah, we talk about tempo. Is it really as much a deciding factor? I think a lot of people look at the tempo and say this time of year you want to be that up-tempo team.
Well, you know, yes and no, because guess what? If you're Wisconsin, you want the score to be 48 right. to 42, you know. And so these matchups are really interesting as you look at them and see how teams play and what they want to do. You know, I was looking at one today where I thought was very interesting. Syracuse has been so up and down at a 4-13, and everybody will look at Montana and say, Montana's not going to beat Syracuse. But it's a perfect example of Montana's used to winning and winning and winning. And they've got three seniors in their backcourt, and those guys have been to the NCAA tournament three times. You know, this is not going to be a wow factor. They're not going to be wowed by being in the NCAA tournament. Their point guard, Will Cherry, has been there three times. A perfect example of a guy that's not going to be wowed by this experience. If Syracuse takes Montana for granted, it'll be really interesting. And you can go down the line with all these different things. VCU is very interesting because they won 26 games. They're not Cinderella anymore. They're not going to be sneaking up on anyone. And at the same time, they got a bunch of guys that have been there and done that. They've got teams on that roster that have been in the Final Four. You know, it's very interesting to see how teams will play and how they'll react to the big stage.
You know, Phil, when I look down this list, I don't see a lot of Cinderellas because I think the teams like Gonzaga, Butler, VCU, these teams, you know, no longer they've lost that mystique about them being the Cinderella. And I think this has been really good for the tournament is that now you have a lot more parity in the NCAA. And I think that's the scholarships and really trying to bring more teams into the tournament.
I think so. I think the competition is that much better. I mean, it's more fun to watch those games. Certainly fun to cheer on those Cinderella stories, but you know it's going to be fun.
Well, Jay Mill, buddy, what's the numbers? It keeps rising every time we look, and
we just took another 12 or 15 just while we've been on the air here, and we want to remind our folks listening on 106.9 out of Bloomfield as well as 96.7 out of Albia that everybody's invited and welcome to play this contest, including our very own chump, Keith Murphy, who's just got off the air and joining us live from Des Moines. Hello, Keith.
Hello, yeah. I may be fired over at KXNO for promoting the KIIC radio pool, but, you know, it's for a good cause. I'm all about beating the cancer.
Well, you know, we thought we wrote that into your writer or your contract, but we do appreciate you joining us every year, and you've never really graduated from being a chump, and that's really the disappointing thing.
No, chump for life. You chump early in life, chump for life, I think is the way it goes. And I'm okay with that because it's a good contest. It's a fun contest. There's good people involved, and you raise some money for some people who put it to good use. So glad to be back.
Well, Keith, we know we have a few minutes here with you, but what's the pulse on Des Moines right now, you know, close to Cyclone Nation? It's pretty exciting to be going back to the dance once again.
I think it really is. You appreciate it when you go, I don't know how many years that was, between Iowa and Iowa State, neither going to the dance. It felt like about 30 years. I think it was actually only 6 or 7, but it felt like forever. Fortunately, Northern Iowa and Drake carried us there for a few years because the tournament is a lot more fun if we have one team in, at least somebody to root for. And I realize there are Hawkeye fans that don't want to see Iowa State win a tournament game and vice versa, but we need somebody from our state in the tournament. And there's there's quite a bit of excitement, I think, in Cyclone country, because as we've seen with the overall number two seed, Kansas, that's a team Iowa State should have beaten twice, including at their place. And if you can play Kansas that tough, you're a team that could get on a hot streak and win a few games in this tournament. Conversely, Iowa State, if they're shooting cold, they could be knocked out quickly by a much bigger Notre Dame team. It's a Notre Dame team that is like the opposite of what Iowa State does. So it's an interesting matchup.
We're talking with Keith Murphy, sports director of WHO. Hey, Keith, you know, after you passed your team, the team that you pick in the bracket, you know, your team, I think everyone's rooting for chaos. You know, it's like the Batman movie. Everyone's wanting chaos to happen and the underdogs. I don't see the chaos in this bracket. You know, you follow sports a little better or more than
you
I do.
You say that every year.
But you, that's the –
There'll be something.
There's
got
to be chaos.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, there, something will happen. And I think Thursday and Friday are the two best days. Just right out of the gate, those first 2 days – where you know there's going to be a buzzer beater, you know there's going to be an upset, there will be a two seed or a one seed on the ropes at some point, and it'll be fun. There will be somebody that makes you feel like your entire bracket is already ruined by the end of that first weekend. To me, that's the best. I mean, it's fun to follow it as the tournament progresses, but that first Thursday and Friday, where no matter what we think, there will be something completely unexpected, that's where it's fun. And we've seen the parody in college basketball now where you have a Gonzaga as a one seed 10 years ago before the one-and-dones and before fewer scholarships. That was unthinkable to have a Gonzaga as a number one seed. But we've seen Butler in the championship game the past couple of years. So anything can happen, and I think that's what makes fans of a team in the tournament, like an Iowa State, excited. It's hard for me to imagine a team that forgets to play defense sometimes, like Iowa State, winning enough games to go really deep into the tournament. But, man, those dudes can shoot.
That's right. And, Keith, you know, you've covered Des Moines sports in and out every single day. What does Des Moines have to do to get become a host city? You know, you look at what happened with the NCAA wrestling tournament and selling out in, what, 14 minutes. What are Des Moines' chances to – wouldn't it be fun to have Des Moines host one of these early playoff games?
I think it eventually will happen. I think the impression people have is actually not the correct one, and that's that there's not enough seats. There are enough seats. They might have benefited from putting more seats in, but there are enough seats to qualify by the standards that are asked for to host. I think Des Moines helped itself with the women's tournament last year quite a bit. Excuse me. That was the most attended first-round tournament that was helped by Baylor and Tennessee, but still, that helped. Excuse me. Gosh, I might be dying on your show, and that would be good radio, and you could play this forever, and you'd get a rating spike. The NCAA wrestling tournament is no doubt going to help quite a bit because it sold out all three nights, 3 days. The big things, as I understand, that are holding back the NCAA tournament is just the lack of immediate hotel space right around the arena. You know, you want to...
It happened.
He did. Yeah. Yeah. We might have died right on our show.
He did it for ratings.
Well, there he is.
Yeah, it's fantastic to have the hotel right across the street. Des Moines needs that, and they need more. They need more bars and restaurants right around Wells Fargo Arena. I think if that happens, Des Moines will host soon.
Keith, thanks for joining us. I know you're on your way home to have supper with the boys. It's what you do after your sports cast. But can you get one of them to help you fill your bracket out? I see you're still missing from our 700 player list here so far.
No, I filled out a bracket, so I don't know what you're trying to pull in saying that it's not there. I filled that bracket out a couple of days ago, so it's there. You look harder, and forget about the supper. I have rerouted myself on the way to the emergency room because I think there is a chance that I might choke to death.
Be glad you're alone in the car. Millage is not with you. He might start trying the CPR on you while you're driving alive.
That would not be good.
That's not good.
Take
not
us out
good.
Of here. Take us out of here, Jay.
All right, Keith Murphy, thanks for joining us, and we'll visit with you next over the weekend.
If it comes down to mouth-to-mouth with Millage or dying, let me die.
We're going to come back after this timeout. We're going to check in with the gang here and find out who the Cinderellas are amongst us and who our Final Four are and who's going to win this thing. When we come back to the special edition of Stump the Chumps, you can go to www.kisradio.com, sign up. It's free of charge, and you don't have to become a member of some board or give out a bunch of personal information. It's free, and C-First is going to make a dollar donation to the Stephen G. Kilman Foundation on your behalf. When we come back to the, not the corner 34 and 5, but back to Community First Credit Union right here in Ottumwa. Don't go anywhere.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with, and plan both short-term and long-term. You, more than ever, need someone to help you. Someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Krall at Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
My wife just texted me, Millage, and said, hey, I thought 7 hours of insurance CEUs was hard long. Get Millage off the air.
Hey, we want to welcome our listeners back on 106.9 KOJY and 96.7 KIIC and remind folks, get out there and get your picks made soon. There is some prizes. There are some prizes.
Yeah, what are they?
Here. We've got a huge prize pack of Milwaukee tools from Mac Hardware in Sheraton. That's first place.
I thought you were going to say Milwaukee's best. I thought, man,
that's fourth place.
That's fourth place.
Actually, you'd have to pay. No.
Yeah.
Second place, a $100 gift card to Studio 404 in Oskaloosa. So we want to thank Brett Johnson and Chris Johansson and Jeff Dunbar. Jay Phillips, Zachary James, Jamie Klein. We've got, close to 700, but we're wanting to get to 1,000. Hey, we want C-First to write that check
this,
for
I
one.
I want his back pocket over here.
That's
you know,
right.
Phil's, you know,
bucks.
He's
We'd love to do it.
He's got this giant this vault back here. We can get a tour of the vault.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. That thing locks. You guys go right in. That's fine.
But we want to get in your back pocket. So, you know, Facebook is a great way to get to communicate out and send the emails. But share it on your Facebook. Go to our link. Share that out there. And it's free to anyone who wants to sign up and be a part of this and also be a part of a great cause. And the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, it's always a great time. You know, we talk about the event for breast cancer. What I find is the inspiration I get out of the survivors. That is true inspiration that day.
It is. It's very moving. There's a great turnout here in Ottumwa for the Southeast Iowa Race for the Cure, and you just have people coming from all walks of life and sharing a common thread. It's fun to do.
Well, let's talk about the Cinderellas, and we'll even let you talk a little bit, Joe. Coach Piria, who's that Cinderella team or the Cinderella teams that you can you look in your crystal ball and you're looking at?
Boy, it's tough. It's like we've talked about. There's a lot of balance. I think my Cinderella is more like look more like this, like a number five Oklahoma State winning two or three games. Or like we talked about earlier with Alford's team playing so well in a three seed, you know, surprising people because you know, New Mexico isn't a household name, but they have a really good team. And I coached against those guys for 4 years when I was at Utah, and they do a fantastic job there. Gosh, I look at this. I think Illinois might win a couple games and surprise some people. But a lot of Cinderellas is tough right now. You know, the Cinderellas that we used to rely on to win ball games like Gonzaga and VCU and Butler, they're not. They're not. They have national programs and they play national games and they play on ESPN every weekend like everybody else. And so there's not a wow factor like it could be before. But as we all know, there will be that team this week that wins maybe Thursday or Friday and then scares somebody on Saturday or Sunday, you know. I think somebody like St. Mary's is a great example. I think St. Mary's could win tonight and win again in 2 days because they're just good. They just have been in the back seat behind Gonzaga, who's a number one seed all season long, you know.
Well, Phil, I think that there's so much parity, and that makes it more exciting. And, Coach, you're out on the recruiting trail.
Sure.
Look at the talent that's out there. Basketball, you know, the game has expanded, and it's loved by so many. And I think March Madness has had a big part of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No doubt. And everybody grasps it during this time of year. If I had to choose a Cinderella, you know, and it was coming up really quick, I would take somebody like Valpo beating Michigan State. Valpo's been there. Valpo's coach has one of the most famous shots in the NCAA tournament history, where Bryce Drew hit that shot against Ole Miss to beat them at the buzzer and put them in the Sweet 16. So my Cinderella, let's say Valpo gets a couple of wins.
Well, Phil, you had the crystal ball last year, buddy, the chump. So.
Who do you choose?
I don't know how crystal it was. It was maybe just a piece of glass because I didn't do that well. I think everybody else below me just did, you know, even worse. So I don't know how you take that. I've got, you know, as far as my Cinderella, if you want to call it that, I've got Oregon out of the Midwest. I've got them beating Oklahoma State. I got them winning the second round too against St. Louis, so I think that that's an interesting matchup for everybody.
Well, I got Oregon, but you know, I just don't see the Cinderellas. I'm pretty much seed weighted. How about you, J-Mill?
Well, I just was looking at who the folks that are playing have picked, and you know, when I look at 40 people, I think Duke's going to run the table. Out of the 700.
Well,
so
you know, you go back a couple of years ago, and that 40 would have been a whole lot bigger number.
I think they've won five.
I think Duke fans have kind of, you know, have grown a little weary of getting snake bitten.
Ryan Kelly's back, though, and they're a whole different team with Ryan Kelly, as you saw when they played Miami a couple weeks ago. All of a sudden, he shows up, and his foot's healthy, and he scores 35 points or whatever. So they have the chance to beat anybody as well. You know, Miami should be a very angry team. They're the first team to win that league and win that tournament, not wearing a Duke or Carolina uniform, and not get a one seed. So they're going to play ticked off all weekend, I would assume, as well. So,
well, guys, let's get to the champs in the Final Four. You know, that's where the money's going to be made.
Yep.
Coach, who do you got in your Final Four, and who's winning it all?
I have Michigan State and Ohio State in another Big Ten game playing on that left-hand side of the paper, of course. I got Florida and Indiana playing on the right-hand side, and I have Florida winning it all. I've seen
Big
Florida
Ten
play
dance.
Special. Yeah, I've seen Florida play special. I've seen them play average. But I think the teams that are going to win it are the teams that have a bunch of experience. Florida's got a bunch of guys that have played together a lot and have not left for the pros. And I think that's going to happen with them. So I'm going to take them.
How about you, reigning champ?
I tell you what, I've got a Final Four that probably a lot of people have down. I've got Louisville, Gonzaga, Georgetown. I got Miami. And I've got Miami winning that all. You know, Larkin at the point guard, that kid's fun to watch. He can move and shake. So I think they're going to, you know, coach said they're going to play, you know, come out aggressive, and they got something to prove. So it's going to be fun to watch.
I think the chaos that's going to exist this year is that there's going to be no chaos. And I say that three out of the four Final Four are going to be number one seeds, and I got Louisville winning the whole thing. That's how unchaotic I think this chaos is going to be.
There's hope then for the rest of us who are being a little risky and wanting to have a little bit of fun with this, because that's just playing it too safe. You're just playing it too safe.
Well, when you've decided to fill out your bracket, you've been chastising the rest of us. You know, when you actually get to fill out your bracket, tell us who you might pick.
Well, I do want to say one thing about Coach Peary's pick on Florida. Nate Silver, who is a New York I think New York Times columnist, beat all of the predictions of Gallup, Rasmussen, and all those guys on the presidential election. Got every single state right. Got all 50 states correct. in the presidential election. He's a statistician. He actually says Florida is the most underranked team in the conference, and to keep an eye on Florida. So interesting choice there, Coach Perry. I've got Florida, Indiana, Gonzaga, and Louisville, I'm sorry, in the Final Four.
Yeah, just following the rest of us. That's great, bud. Nice job. Mr. Originality over here.
That's risky.
It was those first and second round games. I do want to point out who some of the fans are picking in terms of the quantities, because it does look like 135 of our entrants are following what the pundits are saying with Louisville. And that's followed up by Indiana with about 118 folks picking Indiana. And we've got 118 on Indiana, and it looks like Ohio State comes in there with about 90. So interesting that our fans are picking also.
Well, guys, it's going to be a lot of fun. Coach Perry, glad to have you along. And
looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast.
Glad to get somebody on the panel that actually has probably played the game.
right, understands the
and,
game.
And dribbling is not something you do in the bathroom, J. Mill. That's Coach Ilva.
Did you give your picks? The studio's asking us in our ear.
I was trying to get off, so I might, I might be able to change it. Louisville, Ohio State, Kansas, and Indiana Final Four. Louisville winning the whole thing. I think it's going to be the Big Ten's going to be well represented in the Final Four. 50%. You got 75, Coach.
I think those guys are just so battle tested, and nothing's going to shock them at this point. So it wouldn't shock me if they're all in there.
I'm hoping my bracket is burst with New Mexico and Iowa State going. That would be a game I'd love to see. That would be the Hawkeye Nation would be live and well on that Saturday morning.
Coach, you think if you do really well in this tournament and you don't prove to be a chump, that the Junior College Association will change their minds or look any different on the
Well, I've been watched a lot the last few weeks. I'm sure they might contact me about this show. I don't know. I'm on probation right now for like nine different things. So, I mean, let's throw it out there. Whatever.
They'd be the only people listening at this point anyway. That's a good sign. But
he's on probation for nine things, and eight of them are with
me. The only reason I'm here is because my boss's wife asked me. But, I mean, other than that, hey.
Well, we're glad you're here.
No, this is great. But, I think there's so many different options, and, Like you've said for the whole hour, it's really difficult to see a Cinderella because, there's just too many teams that are good. And those ones and twos and threes in every bracket, it won't shock any of us if you see them in the Final Four because they're just good. And they all have experience. They'll have great coaching. They'll be prepared. Nothing's going to be new. It's not going to be, they're not going to have a wow factor like, wow, we've never played in an environment like this before. It's just going to be business as usual and who's prepared, who's hot, and who gets rolling. And health is a big issue, guys that are banged up. Those Big Ten coaches, they're all saying the same thing. They're all saying, well, we're very, very prepared because we've gone through what we've gone through.
You've gone through it.
But then the second part of their interview is always, man, we're really beat up because of what we've gone through.
Yeah. Well, it's talking about showing up. And that's C first. Once again, you guys putting the community first, and really thankful and glad that you guys have partnered with us and, making this a lot of fun, but making it worth the cause. And Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, and it'll be fun to be down there in that park May 11th. But all the money that's going to come out of your back pocket here at CIA First, we're excited about that.
Absolutely. Go out there and sign up. Go out to get KIC Radio and get all your family and friends to play.
All right, Jay Mill, one last time, show them the way.
KIICradio.com, like Phil said, and it literally takes just a couple of minutes if you think you know what you're doing. If you don't think you know what you're doing,
get your 8-year-old to do what I did.
Get one of your kids to help you. Open your laptop and go.
We don't care. We don't care. Get your whole family involved. It's a lot of fun. And, it seems like everybody is a sports fan for the next couple of weeks.
Well, I think the mouth of the Midwest, Marty Terrell stopping by, Paul Clark from CycloneReport.com, Keith Murphy. He's been a part of the jump since day one. And, of course, for all of you for joining us tonight, and make sure you share the message on Facebook, email. Just get it out there so we can get into Phil's back pocket here at C First and make that donation to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. You've been listening to the Sports Exclusive right here on your Sports Leader KIC. Have a great night. We'll see you from the corner 34 and 5 on Saturday, where we'll talk once again. You've been listening to Stump the Chumps.